Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Show Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Live today, Riverwinds, Ron Jaworski's Celebrity Golf Challenge. And I decided I need to start bringing in the big guns to help me with Hugh Douglas, because this guy's not listening. So I need more good football guys on the show.
And you got the right one.
I do.
Rev set me straight every day.
Irving Fryer with us here.
I will text him every now and then. When he says something crazy.
Well, that's every day.
I have to text him.
That's a lot of text.
I'm like, no, Hugh, no.
How you been?
I'm doing well. I can't complain, man. It's hot.
It is hot out there. That's why we set up inside.
Well,
with
you
the
guys got it made, and you're making money doing this too.
Yeah. Well, Hugh wouldn't show up.
I'm in the wrong business.
You know that guy.
I ain't going nowhere. I ain't got no bread.
What happens if your paycheck doesn't come in, Hugh?
Oh, you know,
on time.
If it don't come in on time, like usually, man. You know them alimony payments. You know how that goes.
I got some. Yeah, I got an alimony payment.
So I ain't really tripping. I get the residuals after the fact. So
okay. All right.
Long as the light's on.
So you don't start turning over tables and moving furniture?
Hey, Rev.
Stop. If you wouldn't show up one day if it's
long as the light's on and ain't nobody calling me talking about where my money, I'm straight. I ain't tripping.
All right.
Steady paycheck.
Now that we have someone who'd help me out here. All right. So let's.
Oh, Joe, what you need help
with?
Well,
I need help.
So what you need help with?
All week, I got Andy Dalton Douglas over here telling me.
Andy Dalton? Andy Dalton?
Listen to this. He's been telling me all week.
I'm not going to say nothing.
He's been telling me all week that if Jalen struggles in this offense in a significant way, he'd pull the plug in the middle of the season and put Dalton in it. And I think the Eagles owe it to themselves, owe it to Hurts, full season in this new offense, and then we figure out where he is after the season. What's your take?
I think you're correct. I'm excited about what this offense is going to look like with all the weapons that they have. You know, people are complaining that A.J. Brown is gone and now they have less talent. I disagree with that. I really do. And particularly with the addition of Lemon coming in, I think that he is a very qualified receiver. And they have guys all over the place. They have at least five quality. They have 11 now on the roster, but they have at least five quality receivers. And that's a problem for a defensive coordinator. That's a problem for a defensive backfield, because you can shut down or try to shut down Devontae Smith, but now you got two or three or four other guys that can go big on you as well. So that's a problem. And if they distribute the ball evenly around the field and throw the ball to the open guy, if the offensive concept is what we think it's going to be, it should be very productive. But, yeah, it's going to take Jalen a little while, to get used to this offense. I keep hearing about, you know, what he's doing in training camp, so on and so forth. It's the beginning. We're still seeing a bunch of botched plays and he's missing receivers on routes, particularly timing routes. Then, and it gets close to, you know, the beginning of the season, then, yeah, that might be a problem. That might be something that we could be concerned about. But right now, I think he's very capable of making the adjustments that he needs to make. They're saying that he's under center more than he has been in the past. That's a good thing. It can be a problem for the quarterback when you're under center and you're looking at pre-snap defense, and then you turn around and, you know, you put your back to the defense, then you got to turn around and reread what's going on. You really got to know what potentially can happen once the ball is snapped,
right,
before you, so that you can make the right reads.
And see, Rev, that's basically what I said. I took the extreme.
Andy Dalton, though. I think Andy is a great backup.
Sure, he's the back.
He's a guy that's not going to run, but he's a guy who understands the offensive concept,
the offense,
and he will stand in the pocket and get the ball where it needs to be. Yeah,
and that was what I was saying.
But
Rev,
no one wants to watch him play.
But I said extreme case.
Yes, I know. Mm-hmm.
If Jalen goes out there, and like you said, this offense is timing, and when you turn your back, you got to make those decisions quick.
Right.
If he's back there burping the baby, and there's plays to be made, and he's not making them, that's the extreme scenario I was talking about. Then you go to Andy Dalton, and you put him out there, and he's going to get the ball in the hands of the playmakers. I'm not saying Andy Dalton.
But then when do you put Jalen back in? Because what is that going to do to Jalen's confidence?
If
he's struggling, he's already having problems with his confidence.
Yeah.
If he's struggling.
I mean, what
is that going to do to him if you take him out and put Andy Dalton in? When do you put Jalen back in?
But here's the thing, Rev, and this is the way I see
it. And then he comes in and wins the game. Then what happens?
But here's the thing,
Well, you know,
Rev,
how this town will be then. Well,
it's a slippery slope. But like you said, I feel like this is still a Super Bowl caliber team. And when you talk about all the different weapons that you have in this distribution of the football, you should be able to get the ball to them, right?
Right, right.
And if that's not the case and you feel that you're wasting the talent that you have, I know it's a tough decision to make, but I feel like they feel like they're still in that Super Bowl window. And if Jalen's not going to do that, and mind you, if Jalen's not playing well, then they don't have to pay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm thinking. But this is the extreme case.
I don't know particularly what kind of offense Mannion wants to run. But here's what I do know. When I came here to Philadelphia, yes, Christy Jones was on the opposite side of me, and Christy got hurt. But they were still able to get me the ball. Mm. They schemed offensively, and I was really throwing the ball in the passing game. I was really the only threat, but they still were able to get me the ball through the offensive scheme. And like I said, they've got multiple talents around this offense, and, you know, with motion and flooding zones in the defense, getting the ball to someone who's open should not be a problem. I'm really excited about seeing what's going to happen.
I agree with you. So what do you think about Lemon? Mekhi Lemon, the rookie out of USC. Very productive.
He's
in college.
Hurt now, isn't he?
He is hurt. Yeah. Hamstring. It seems like they think he'll be ready for the start of training camp end of July, but very productive at USC. I was surprised, Irvin, that he got to the pick he got to, that they could get him, because I thought he'd be somewhere in the top 15 in the draft. What do you think of him when you watch him?
Well, I think he's very similar to Devontae. He's probably not as fast as Devontae, but in terms of his route running, understanding leverage, being able to read zones and settle down in the zones and present himself to the quarterback as an open target, he does that very well. He does that – probably going to start a problem here. He does that better than A.J. Brown.
Say it again.
Oh, no, you're not starting a problem.
He does that better than A.J. Brown. You know what? Here's what I know is going to happen this year. And everybody, you can get mad at me if you want. It doesn't matter. I don't care. I'm like you. And this is not recklessly speculating. This season, Devontae Smith, because he's proven that he's a number one receiver. When he came here as a rookie, A.J. Brown wasn't here.
Right.
And he crashed. He smoked the all-time rookie record in catches and yards and touchdowns. He smoked it. This season, A.J. Brown will have more catches, have more touchdowns, and more yards than A.J. Brown does. Devontae Smith will have more catches, more yards, and more touchdowns than A.J. Brown up in New England. He will have more, I promise you. Now, forget about injuries. That's a part of the game. If someone gets injured, it's not like the bet is off. No. A.J. Brown this season will have more catches, more yards, and more touchdowns than A.J. Brown does up in New
Devontae
England.
Devontae Smith, I got you.
What I keep saying?
I keep saying AJ.
Devontae will have more
Devontae
than AJ.
Yeah.
Devontae over AJ.
Yeah. You know I'm getting old, man.
You in the right show.
I just came out of the sun, man.
Don't worry about it. We got you.
Devontae Smith will have more catches, more yards, more touchdowns than AJ Brown.
I actually think you did it on purpose. You had to say it enough times so Hugh gets it.
So Hugh gets it, yeah.
Hugh's like, oh, AJ's going to go up to him. He's trying to – he's going to have 2,000 yards. He's slow now.
When I say something like that, I do.
Didn't I hear you say something about AJ Brown will still be here after June 1st?
Oh,
get him.
He held the line.
Didn't you say that?
I did.
Over and over and over.
Even when you was texting me.
Oh, wait, you had people trying to help you out and you didn't listen?
He needed to go, though.
Of course he did.
It was, you know, you can use the word cancer. He was like a cancer
hold
on the team.
Line.
Football is the ultimate team sport.
Yeah,
and you have to, you know, self-achievements and yardages and catches, all that kind of stuff. That's not more important than the achievements of the team. What's up, big dog? How you doing, man?
He did drop a couple LBs. Look at him.
He dropped some pounds, Big
now they really
house
think
tank.
Now they really
Thomas
gonna get us confused.
Oh, get the two of y'all confused?
Yeah, they gonna get us confused.
That happens. Sometimes people call and think it's –
You don't wear hats, though.
No, I'm not a hat guy.
Maybe you should start wearing hats, man.
Like, I'm going to start carrying a big-ass fan.
No, maybe you should start wearing hats.
I
think that would become you.
Yeah, a hat.
You look good in a hat.
I do. Yeah. I think I look good in my golf attire today.
That's a Brian Dawkins shirt.
Yeah, that's that Brian Dawkins
shirt.
Well, he's trying to get a free Jaws shirt. That's why he wore that today.
Oh, you can't get a shirt unless you play.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I got it. I got to do that.
Yeah, we got to get him on the golf course.
You're getting paid. Go buy one.
Hey, Rev. All my friends that got these golf tournaments, I ain't buying no golf shirt. What you talking about?
You got to golf, man. How come you don't golf?
I'm going to learn how. I'm going to learn. Because you know what? Rev? Some of them swag bags that they give out.
Yes, sir.
It's some nice swag. I got to learn.
Why do you think everyone's here today?
Yeah, I'm going to get some. I need to get
free
some
free stuff.
It will get me one. Go get two.
We
reached the point.
Hollis doesn't play, and he gets
Eagles
bags
everywhere now. All right, Hugh, you ready to listen to Irving about AJ?
I do listen to Rev.
No, you don't.
I listen to it while you're here.
But when he leave, I'm
going to be in the car listening, and I'm going to text you.
Yeah.
What's this guy doing?
It's different when Rev is here. I ain't no pushback. But when he leaves.
It's all greasy behind his back.
I'm going to be talking trash.
This guy's unbelievable. Irving, we appreciate you sitting down for a few minutes.
Joe, I appreciate it.
Thank you
so
much. Enjoy the day.
Always enjoy you guys. Listen to you almost every day.
I appreciate
you. And you guys do a great job.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. And happy to have you on. Irving Fryer with us here on the Midday Show. 215-592-9494. Oh, that was fun. And I love the declaration there. And I'm with it. Devontae over AJ, Hugh. Just say it. Devontae over AJ.
Yeah, I get it. And listen.
Devontae.
Like I said, every time when I first got here, one of the absolute hardest working Eagles that I saw giving Troy Vincent that work was Rev.
That's right.
Like him and Troy used to go at it. But a tremendous amount of respect for Rev. When he says something about a receiver, I back down. I defer to him.
But I try to tell you, and you push back.
Because I saw him in practice. He was running them routes and just taking people to school, slapping folks. Yeah. That's what receivers used to be, physical.
What I'm hearing is a complete lack of respect for my below-average high school football career. That's fine. Much love for Joe.
Not everyone played high school football.
That's right. Hey, that's right.
Everybody ain't got it like that.
That is right. All right, 215.
Yeah,
Kyle always throws it at you.
I pick my spots.
Yeah, he does.
Yep.
Wait a minute, did they turn the AC on?
It is a little warm.
They put it back on, or he was going to crash out.
Uh-oh.
You see, I'm starting to
like Snowman Douglas over here is melting. All right, we did mention AJ Brown. Jack, can we play the clip of AJ Brown yesterday up in New England after Patriots practice? Listen to this crap as he is just completely
put his hand. Listen
to this. You sit there, hang out. He's pouring it on.
I'm not going anywhere. I got to hear this.
Pouring it on about how much he loves Drake May. I mean, he's just. Let's hear AJ Brown yesterday. Hugh, maybe I'm crazy.
When did he start speaking proper like that?
Well,
I like to see that.
I like the pettiness at Irving.
When did he start speaking proper like that?
We didn't get that here.
He turned into somebody different when he got up to New England.
He got brand new.
He's using right
words. I think he code switched. That's what the kids call it.
Proper pronunciation.
Did he get brand new up there?
He got brand new.
Also, how can I not hear that as a shot at Jalen Hurts? He knows the offense. He's a leader. I mean, Hugh, everything he says about May, I just hear in the context of, well, that wasn't Hurts.
He never said that about Hurts.
Never did.
It is inadvertently a shot. I mean, you cannot deny that because you wax poetic. Like I would even go as far as say, like the kid said, you glazed him. You glazed the quarterback. It was a lot. That was a lot.
And Drake May isn't all that yet.
Not yet.
He's good, but not yet. And that's, for him to go up there as a, seventh? This is his seventh year?
AJ's
seventh year?
I think it's seventh or eighth, 2019 draft.
Same year as Metcalf.
Never say that about a second year. It's a second-year quarterback.
Third year
quarterback, and I'm in my seventh year as a receiver. I would never say something like that. If he was my quarterback, I wouldn't give him that much.
He was so happy to be there. Yeah, he glazed.
That was a glazed job.
Probably washed his car after that.
Wow.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Like, it was ridiculous. It was a lot.
Maybe
it
they're roommates. Lot.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised at this point. I didn't think I could dislike this guy anymore, and now I dislike him more every minute. Hugh,
I will say this though, like the way that they're cutting the film.
Yeah. Oh, you saw that throw and the.
Well,
that was a nice throw yesterday.
Hey, I know Devontae gonna have more yards, but boy, he had a catch the other day.
Who, Devontae or AJ?
AJ in practice. And it was a wrong – he adjusted – you talking about body control?
Uh-huh.
It was a wrong shoulder catch. And I was like
– Well, you know, there's something to – and I've experienced this in my career. There's something to it gives you a jolt in the arm. It gives you a little more focus. It gives you a little more energy when you do get traded to another team.
A fresh start.
Yeah. You do have a little more energy. You put in a little more effort.
He looked a little bit more spry.
There's something to that when you get a chance to go to another team – and kind of start all over again after you've, done well on the previous team.
Yeah.
So
I just don't understand that, though. You win a Super Bowl here, but then you get up there.
So why didn't he do that here?
Yeah, that's
– Well, the Super Bowl, obviously, all the winning didn't seem to matter to him. he just as much as it does to the other guys, which didn't fit the Eagles. I mean, the Eagles are all about winning, and he's all about him.
He wanted to glaze Drake May. That's he seemed as happy as he's ever been.
Ever.
He's going to make him the godfather of his kid, replace Jalen.
He wants to dominate.
Can't do that.
Remember? I don't want to win Super Bowls. Yeah. I want to dominate.
My matchup, right.
Yeah, I want to dominate.
Hell, I want to win Super Bowls.
I'll take a Super Bowl too, bro.
All day, today.
You can have all my catches.
It's just crazy when I hear you say it because, like, I can see it in your eyes. That's what you wish you had. He has it, and he didn't care.
Today,
it's crazy.
You know, if I had a Super Bowl ring with my nice little outfit,
uh-oh,
I wear that thing every day, man. What you
Listen,
talking about?
They can have half of my catches for Super Bowls.
Only half, though.
Yeah, only half.
You got to keep the other
some
half.
Of them hurt. I paid for some of them.
Yeah, of course. All right, let's go to a phone call. Should we subject Irving to Aaron in San Diego?
No, not the Sky Marshal.
Well, we have company.
I know. He does listen to the show, though. Maybe he's heard. Aaron in San Diego, you're up with us, and Irving Fryer is here. Be on your best behavior. We have company, Aaron.
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
Nope.
Good afternoon,
nope,
Aaron.
That's it.
Aaron, what do you got?
Well, what a pleasure. We've got, you know, Irvin Fryer. Nice to talk to you, sir. Very nice to see you on YouTube right now.
Okay. Yeah, they got 360 going on. Insta 360. That's where the camera
is
right there.
That's
yeah.
right. Yep. We're
I know
on.
What that is.
High tech.
High tech.
You know what the great thing is? Is I love let AJ go on as many social media posts as he wants. Let him rant. Because here's what I guarantee. I guarantee you that the Sky Marshal has taken one of those social media posts and made it his screensaver on his phone. And he's going to use that. And I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, and Mr. Irvin Fryer. This season is going to be a season for the Philadelphia Eagles record books. Passing yards by one Sky Marshal field general, the chosen one, Jalen Hurts. And then we've got the Slim Reaper, who is going to have the best season of any Eagles wide receiver since I don't know when. It's going to be the best of the best. But ladies and gentlemen, listen, guys, we are so blessed to have Jalen Hurts. We are so blessed to have A.J. Brown on another team. And guess what? A.J. Brown is going to have a wonderful season. He's going to have all the individual stats that he can handle. He's going to have a big old smile on his face. But he's got Drake May. And one thing that Drake May cannot do is perform in the big situations,
well,
in the big
games.
I'm
not sure we know that yet.
I mean,
he's been
the
league 2 years.
Come on. Dude, he folded like an accordion. Thank God that Bo Nix went down. Otherwise, they would have never even gotten a sniff of the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, you're right about that. He didn't play well in the postseason last year. I know. I mean, if it wasn't for their defense and the snow or wind or whatever the hell was going on in Denver that day, they probably don't even get to the Super Bowl. Yeah, you're right about that. He's obviously good, though. I mean, there's a reason for his second MVP. Yeah,
he's a baller.
You know, and Mr. Fryer, you know, we have a lot of Jalen Hurts haters on this WIP radio station. And after this season, they're all going to have to bend the knee and kiss the ring because the Sky Marshal is taking us to another Super Bowl. E-A-G-L-E-S.
No. All right, Aaron, that's enough.
Well, you thought he was going to be a problem.
He was on his best behavior.
Yeah. He grates on you a little bit.
Yeah, he can be annoying.
He was on his best behavior.
We let him on, but then we hang up on him a lot. And also his nickname for Jalen Hurts, the Sky Marshal.
Sky Marshal.
Yeah, I think we need to get to close to 4,000
yards. Not certain that fits like 100
yards.
He's not
the Sky Marshal.
No, he's not. Thank you. He's not the Sky Marshal.
He might be the general.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, but
the general, but not the
Sky Marshal. Like Patrick Mahomes, that's the Sky Marshal.
Didn't he just sign another contract?
He just got paid.
Yeah.
$65 million a year.
$1 billion. Isn't that ridiculous? I was born too freaking soon.
Well, Hugh says that all the time.
Played the wrong position or wrong sport.
Jalen Phillips, who I liked, and he was good for the Eagles second half of the year. But when he got $130 million, I could see it in Hugh's eyes. Yeah, like, oh, man, playing the wrong era.
Hugh, can you imagine that?
No, I can't. I can't imagine it.
You asked the right guy.
He can't imagine. He wouldn't be here with me.
I'd be like, no, he wouldn't be here.
I would be here.
I would not.
Hold on. If you got $130 million, you'd be here.
Yeah.
Arguing with me about hanging out with us jerks.
I would be here cursing on the air because I could pay my fine.
No, that's true.
I'd be on the air for a week. My island.
Yeah, right.
That's where I would be. On my island. On my island.
We had to do a podcast.
Shoot.
It is crazy, the salaries. The salary cap keeps going up, and the quarterback salaries Irving. 60. Now the new mark is Mahomes at $64 million on average per season. It's an enormous amount of money.
Yeah. You know, the backups make more money now in a season than I made in 17 years.
That's the reality of the game.
In 17 years.
And you got backups that come in, guys that aren't even playing a whole lot, they're making like $8, $9 million.
That's
like
ridiculous.
Crazy. Yeah.
That is so
ridiculous. But that's the sacrifice that we made. The game has grown since we played. It grew. Remember when Harold used to come out there and talk about telling stories about how it was when he played and how they had 17 rounds.
Yeah.
And nobody liked to get hurt, because if you got hurt, you got cut.
Mm-hmm.
So you would get treatment. Like Harold was telling a story one time where they would get treatment after everybody else was gone because they didn't want anybody to know they were hurt. That's crazy. Like to go in there and be hurt, but you didn't want anybody to know you were hurt.
I did that.
Yeah, because it's like
my,
it's
my
crazy.
Last year in Philly, I broke my big toe the second game of the season.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I was getting the shots in
yeah,
my toe.
I remember that.
But I didn't tell anybody it was broke. I told everybody it was turf toe.
Damn, real? Playing with a broken toe?
Yeah, a broken big toe.
The Burrow got surgery on turf toe.
Yeah, he was out
past year. Yeah, out the whole year.
Yeah, that was horrible.
So what's your perspective then on – I mean, eventually they're going to move to 18 games, right? So we're at 17 now. 18 is coming. I mean, it's just a matter of time. There's two ways to look at it. I mean, it grows the game. The players make more money, right? If they make more revenue, they split the pie. But, you know, it's a lot. I mean, I have to imagine it's just even more on the player's body. Are you in favor of 18 games? Or you think, like, are we reaching a point where it's going to get to too many?
Well, I think they're going to be okay with 18 games because the game is not nearly as dangerous as it was when Hugh and I played.
Right.
So I don't think it's going to take as much a toll. And they're not playing on turf like we played on before. You know, I think we need to start a lawsuit about that. You know,
I don't know how you guys did that.
When we played on
turf. It's concrete.
Yeah, we played on turf. They had no consideration about what that was going to do to our bodies. Yes, they created artificial turf because it looked better on TV. You know, we didn't get muddy and all that kind of stuff. So
yes,
you can see everybody's number and their names on the uniforms while you're watching TV. And it made the game faster. But there are guys who are suffering now that played in my era with their knees and their shoulders and their necks and their backs and their hips because of just falling on the turf,
mm-hmm.
not being hit by another player. Just falling on that turf, it was dangerous. And it wasn't good for the body, particularly later on when you get a little bit older. But we should start a lawsuit about that, Hugh. You know,
I'm okay with that. I'm down.
Hugh's in.
I'm down to sue.
You know,
I'm about
money.
To get that. About
you
to get that. About to get that 401k.
Uh-oh.
401k.
You ain't gonna tell me nothing.
Uh-oh. They get some golf clubs then and go out there.
I think
and play.
I might. I'm gonna get this
start upping it to $3 bets.
Yeah, $3.
Two.
$3 bet.
Let's not go crazy.
That's steep. Yeah. It's
all right. 215-592-9494. Once again, we thank Irving Fryer for sitting down with us. On the other side, we're gonna get everyone ready for the World Cup. United States plays their first game tonight. Plus, you people. That's all coming up. Midday Show live from Ron Jaworski Celebrity Golf Challenge on Sports Radio 94 WI. Well, this is a good song for this segment. Welcome back. It's a Midday Show.
Hey.
Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio.
It's no Friday by Rebecca Black, but
it's not, but it fits today, right? The start of the World Cup. We're live today at Ron Jaworski Celebrity Golf Challenge. Yeah, they're going to play some football, including the United States with their first game tonight. Hugh, why don't we learn more about this World Cup? Get ready for the World Cup here. Joining us now, today's Insider Call presented by Fanatics Sportsbook. Download the Fanatics Sportsbook app today. Fanatics Sportsbook, winning hits different. Jamie Watson, former professional soccer player who played 12 seasons professionally. Jamie knows a lot about the World Cup and about what we're about to watch here. Let's talk right now. Jamie Watson, live on the Midday Show. Jamie, how are you?
Joe, Hugh, I am great, man. I am at Terminal D in Philadelphia Airport right now, heading to Atlanta to go to the World Cup. So I am in your neck of the woods. Sorry I couldn't join you in person, but thank you for having me on.
Not a problem. Have you ever been to Atlanta? Because the stadium down there, man, it is phenomenal. If you've never been, it's great. The whole area is great.
It's one of my favorite cities. I got a chance to do the FIFA Club World Cup last summer from Atlanta. I got to spend about a month there. I'll spend about 3 weeks in Atlanta, and I cannot wait. I'll get you to send me your favorite food recommendations and restaurants to go to when we're done here,
okay?
I got
one for you right – hey, Jamie, I got one for you right now. This is this place
Let's
called
–
Magic City. They have some of the best lemon pepper.
Bruh. I don't know about that place. I've never heard of it.
But no, you could DoorDash them. You don't have to actually go.
You can DoorDash.
They deliver for Magic City. I've never heard of that before. All right, well, Jamie, now that you have that recommendation, and you know where it came from, Hugh Douglas on the WIP Midday Show.
This is where Joe separated himself.
Just knock on the door. Hugh Douglas sent me. He said he loves this place. All right, Jamie.
I don't have to pay your tab, do I?
That's right. No, well, actually.
No.
Hugh will ask you to.
All right, well, Jamie, while we have you, we're excited to talk to you about this. And we're excited to watch this thing over the next couple weeks, especially all the games here in Philadelphia. Jamie, tell us about this iteration of the United States team. I mean, I think I recognize they're a long shot in this thing, but where do you think the team is now and their chances in the first grouping of this thing in the World Cup?
I think expectations are at an all-time high, fellas. I really do. I think this group has the highest ceiling that we've seen of a team going into World Cup. And honestly, the fact it's in the United States, that is an X factor. I don't know if I would say the same thing if it was elsewhere, but I believe in the home field advantage. And I truly think the United States playing at home, there's a real lift to that. There's a real boost that you get. And I believe that the U.S. men's national team has more expectations and more pressure than ever before heading into this World Cup that starts tonight.
You know what, Jamie, it's ironic that you're in Atlanta because I was there when Arthur Blank started to build the academy and started really funneling money into the soccer culture down there in Atlanta. So my question to you is this: how far have we come in the last 5 to 6 years when it comes to the growth of the game here in America?
And I love that you mentioned that because Arthur Blank has been a real entrepreneur and all of his business endeavors, but then he's taken that in the philanthropic effort of being able to fund the new training center that's just outside of Atlanta, about 30 minutes as well. And he's been incredible for the growth. And I think he put his ear to the street and he knew that in Atlanta there was a really big soccer culture that he tapped into, and he's poured into it by bringing Atlanta United. They've been incredible. And I think really, guys, it's been a generational shift, right? I grew up playing soccer, but that's just because my mom and dad were like, "Man, you're 5'9". You're lucky if you'll be able to play this sport, really. So let's get you out of the house. Let's go get you running around or whatever." And they didn't know anything about soccer. Now, it's given me my whole life. Played 12 years, commentated for over 10 years. And now my kids, they only know soccer in a sense, right? They've all had a soccer team. It's a generational shift. We saw what happened in 94 after the last time we hosted a World Cup. 2 years later, Major League Soccer started. We've had Major League Soccer for 30 years now. Solid ground. NWSL is very solid on the women's side in this game. I'm excited because we don't need to launch a new league for either the men or women. Those are set. Those are good. I'm excited to see what fans the United States men's national team can help win over if they do well in this tournament and they do it in an entertaining way as well. I think that could be key to converting some people that are on the fence about, do I like soccer? Do I not like soccer? And then next thing you know, they have a great next month watching the games. And then now they want to go see the Philadelphia Union play. They want to be able to go and support their local team around the country. That's what I'm hopeful for when it's all said and done.
Jamie Watson joining us here, courtesy of Fanatics Sportsbook. Double your winnings with Fanatics Sportsbook. 100% profit boost. Fanatics Sportsbook winning hits different here. Jamie, how would you handicap the favorites in this Euros World Cup? I'm Spain. I'm seeing France, England, Portugal. I keep seeing those four kind of near the top of most predictions and most of where the experts think. Your expert opinion, who's the favorite, and how do you think this shakes out?
I watched France play Brazil at the end of March, sold out Gillette Stadium, and France ran away with the match. They were better than Brazil by a mile. I think France could have two teams enter this tournament, and they'd still be able to get out of the group stage. They're that good. It's easy to say they're the number one team in the world, but they've got arguably the best player in the world right now, Kylian Mbappe, 27 years old in his prime. He's already won the World Cup. He got to another final last time around and lost, even though he was only the second player in history to score a hat-trick in a World Cup final. Guys, it's hard for me to see anybody else but France winning this when it's all said and done. They're that good. They're that much better than everybody.
Well, I certainly know where I'm putting my money. It's going to be on France. Jamie, we appreciate you hopping in today. Safe flight, safe travel down to Atlanta. We'll be watching, and we're excited for this thing, especially the legs up here in Philadelphia. Thank you, Jamie.
Have a good one.
Boys, enjoy the game. Thanks for having me on, guys.
You got it, Jamie. There he is, Jamie Watson, who will be part of the World Cup coverage. Today's Insider Call presented by Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. I think he appreciated the Magic City.
Well, listen.
I felt it.
I would be remiss.
He didn't know where to go tonight.
I would be remiss.
Yeah. The people know.
If I didn't tell you about the best wings in the city.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's a lot of break. And they got, like, Joe, they got the since he's going to be in town, he can go to Cosm. I showed you Cosm, right?
Oh, Cosm, that's the sports.
The sports. It's like a sports bar where they have, like, you got to buy tickets. And
it's an immersive screen.
Yes. And guess what? Saturday, game five?
Of the NBA Finals.
Yes.
So if you never heard of what he was talking about, I think I first saw it launching in L.A. and
yeah,
now maybe Texas.
Like yeah.
And now they're in Atlanta.
Now it's in Atlanta.
The only way I could describe it is almost like
The sphere.
The sphere. I was trying to think
sphere.
What else it is.
The sphere. I got to get that
in Vegas.
Hard.
The sphere.
The sphere. Because I don't want to mess it up. The sphere.
Yes. It's almost like you're there. Like the way the screen is. It's like
you're sitting on the floor seats
you're
and
sitting,
you're at the
game. Yes.
Yeah.
So whatever the big game is of the day, it's like you're there. When you see I've never been in one of these. But if you see the video of these places.
I want to go.
It made me want to go.
Yeah, I want to go.
What game you think would be the coolest to feel like you are literally there?
I would like to see the NBA.
NBA?
I was thinking football. Like, I wonder how.
Have you ever sat courtside an NBA game? I never have.
Me neither.
That would feel different just because they're so tall, right? I'm sure the speed and size is just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Football, you
slow.
Can only get so close,
yeah.
Right? You can't.
And they look slow. They look slow on television.
They're not slow.
They're not slow. Because when Wemby was running up and down the court, he just looks like it just takes a lot for him to change.
He's got huge strides.
Yeah,
so,
and it just looks like it takes a lot for him to change direction.
Yep.
Like a baby giraffe or something.
Well, he does kind of have baby giraffe there.
Yeah, but it's like I would like to go to Cosm to see that. But I really can't wait till football season starts because I think it's going to be interesting to see what's the view as far as the football game is concerned. Because like from the videos that I've seen, when you're watching the basketball games, it's like you're right.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like you're sitting courtside behind one of the nets.
It would be cool if we get one of them in this area soon.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that kind of thing will grow over the years.
Yeah.
It does look cool.
Get up against the glass at a hockey game.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool, too.
Yes. Yeah, especially, you know, because we've all experienced some of that to an extent, depending on where you've sat. But, like, to feel like you're there to a game you're just watching on TV,
very, very
cool.
Get banged up.
Get banged.
Probably
for
cheaper than a stadium.
I'm sure it's cheaper. Is that the kind of place you think
bucks.
They sell tickets, or is it just a bar you go to,
a
restaurant
bar?
What I saw
was that it sold out. Like, so I guess you got to reserve seats.
Okay.
I guess it's kind of like going to the stadium. You got the premium seats. And stuff
IMAX
like that.
Was what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
It had an IMAX theater feel when I saw the video. But it's obviously a game in front of you. All right, 215-592-9494. We will get to you people coming up in a few minutes. First, though, we got to check in on our Twitter poll here. A couple Twitter polls. See how Hugh did on those today. Yeah, we do. And we'll give our takes on this Philly series. I'm excited for this Philly series this weekend, by the way. All right, so a couple polls up today. We started with, the Hurts thing. Should Jalen Hurts get the entire season to figure out the new
78%
offense?
78% no.
No matter what.
78%
Wait a second.
No.
You think 78% of people are okay to vote on benching
it's
Hurts?
Probably 49% no.
No. 77% yes, he gets the full season.
All you got to do is look, 81 replies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't even look at those.
Tells you all you need. Well, don't.
Yeah. Well, they think it's Mike.
They all think it's you, yeah.
Yeah.
They think it's Joe.
Well, that's all right. That's wonderful.
No, they think it's Joe.
Yeah. They think wait it was.
To, I mean, but we.
Wait till they see the clip we post of you. They're going to feel so betrayed.
Yeah.
You know,
well, they'll get over it. I mean, everyone will get over it. And we know that the part that's amazing is if he plays great, everyone will roast you for this.
Yeah. And you'll probably still get roasted.
Well, maybe. But if he plays poorly, people will change their minds on this. I mean, that's the bottom line.
And again, you know, it's sad that, you know, I'm going to get a whole bunch of vitriol and nobody being hurt.
So sad.
But it's cool.
We feel so bad for you.
We don't, though. All right. Which caller do you like better? This one's a good one. Chris from Middletown or Aaron in San Diego?
50-50.
Very close.
Barn burner.
53% Aaron in San Diego.
Hey, that's a dub.
And they both called in today. So wonder if that affected
That's
you.
A tough one for Chris to handle. I mean, I don't think he's going to be able to have a good weekend after that. To lose to Aaron?
No, yeah.
He'll have a bounce back. He got a good bounce back.
Again, one guy's positive on Jalen.
That's
one
it.
Guy's not.
That's it. So, yeah, I can't.
So that's what it is.
It's like when you do debate week.
Yep.
It's whoever argued what I think wins the debate.
Yep.
Before it even happened.
That tracks. Yeah.
Well, and then we had the issue on our show with the moderator. I don't want to get into that again.
Yeah.
But
that moderator was fired.
And I heard Jolly. I heard Jolly continue to be undefeated.
No, Jolly got crushed.
It's one of the most impressive resumes that I've ever seen from a WIP.
Jolly really had a tough time during debate week. Okay, who deserves to be higher on the top 11 this year? Oh, this is a preposterous vote. Jalen Hurts or Bryce Harper?
Jalen Hurts, 78%.
Well, it's not that egregious, but Hurts did win. 56% Hurts, 44% Harper. I can't understand the people that are going to make their lists and have Jalen Hurts above Bryce Harper.
I can understand it. I can understand it.
But take me inside their heads.
He won a Super Bowl.
Was that in the last year?
No.
Okay, that's it.
But
that's it.
The one thing
put Saquon
above
him. Well,
Sam Darnold has usurped him as the number one quarterback in football.
Well, we have heard that from one.
He's the best quarterback in
yeah,
the league.
Damn right.
No, he's not.
Damn right.
Who just got the gaudiest ring that you've ever seen?
Tell him,
Sam Darnold.
Best QB in the league.
Jackson Smith and Jigba did. Nick Eamon-Worry did.
Nope. No, but it's only one quarterback got one.
You're damn right.
And if it wasn't for him, there's no way they would have won with that.
No way.
How do you like these couple responses here? Who deserves to be higher? Neither. Both.
Well, I mean, we know the problem with those people. They just
can't read.
Well, and they can't. Yeah.
They can't comprehend.
Well, yeah.
It's a lot of non-comprehension out
there. Ooh, severe lack of comprehension.
Like a lot of non-comprehension.
Yeah, it's an epidemic.
All right, so we know what those votes were. We heard Al, we heard Jolly. When the afternoon show unveils the full list next week, what's your guess on who?
Well,
the voting is 50% our staff and 50% the fans.
Christopher Sanchez.
I agree. Sanchez is going to be one. Who will be higher, Hurts or Harper?
Hurts.
I think it's clear going to be Hurts.
Yeah, it's going to be Hurts.
You know,
disappointed.
I also think people do it to send a message to us.
Well,
there's a spite vote to it.
Well, see, it's
screw
it's,
you.
Yeah.
Hurts won.
Yep.
And here's another thing.
So
it's a lot of times we talk about the quarterback a lot.
Well, he's the quarterback.
Nah,
he's
not
the
quarterback. Us.
And a lot of times people can't differentiate who's saying what. And they just feel like it's all like whenever they say anything negative. If it's not talking about him throwing touchdowns or anything
MVP.
Like that, then we're hating.
Yep.
Instead
handsome.
Of saying that, okay, like I could frame it and say, hey, the whole offense didn't play bad. The whole offense didn't play well last year, but Jalen needs to be bad. Oh, why are you hating on Jalen? He wanted it. I mean, and it's annoying. It's the most annoying thing that you could say because it's not – nobody's blaming Jalen for everything. Nobody said that.
It's all hate.
Yeah, but it's you know, it's ridiculous.
All right, well, top 11 week, it'll all be unveiled next week. I'm going to hop on the afternoon show later today to unveil my full top 11.
Any hot takes?
On my top 11?
Yeah. Do you think there's one that's going to...
Oh, well, let me pull up the list quick, and then we'll get to you.
One that's going to get some big reaction.
So you won't be surprised by my number one. I unveiled that 2 weeks ago. Uh-huh. It's Christopher Sanchez is my number one. I think it's going to surprise some people where I have Quinyon and Cooper.
Okay.
And... I am knocking the old guard down a little bit. There's an old guard that I think used to be within the top five, and they're not in my top five anymore. So guys that were once great, maybe didn't have a great year last year, still on the list. But I think there's just a new group.
I want to hear you fight with Ike about Jalen not being on the list.
Well, he doesn't belong on the list.
Of course.
I mean, it's preposterous.
That's what I'll be tuning in for.
I mean, this 11 was easy before I even thought of Jalen Hurts. All right, let's can we check in with you people up to today?
Cannot believe they're letting you guys on the air.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's
surprising at times.
Who else is going to sit in here for these 4 hours?
Yeah.
I mean, like if they didn't let us, I mean, they'd have to have someone else ready to go.
Yep.
We were the only ones here today at Jaws' Golf Outing.
Yes.
We made the trip.
These guys are given a script in their production meetings by their boss. I have sources at WIP.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're a liar. Flat out.
Or their source is a liar. Name your source.
Yeah.
Name your source.
Yeah, that's a lie.
I think the fault in this is, do you think Hugh Douglas would read the script?
Oh, is Hugh anonymous? Is Hugh leaking things?
You know what's funny, Joe? And I was thinking the same thing. We're on the same page.
There's like, no shot.
No.
Who the hell?
Oh, no.
Like, you hear me on if you listen to this show, you know damn well I ain't following this script.
No.
Because Joe starts the show one way, and then it goes somewhere else. Because I commandeer the show.
Yeah.
You know, I actually would love for Blue Jeans to give us a script for a show one day, and then to see how upset he is
when it doesn't,
page one, we've gone fully off the script.
Yep.
Because here's the beautiful part about what we do. You could think, like, people think whatever they want to think, but I can guarantee you every day we start one way, and it's driven by what the people want to talk to. We can have a whole show rundown. Yeah. But whatever the people want to talk to, that's usually what we talk about.
Yeah, now, I mean, whoever wrote in the Elliott Mark Davis thing today,
yes.
Probably the we need a new script writer on that.
Genius.
Hurtful, I think I would
let's
say.
Let's go back to the drawing board.
Poor Elliott.
Yep. All right. We did just check in on a few polls, some of the comments that I enjoyed.
Yep.
You guys get multiple years to post clown-ass polls. Why shouldn't Jalen get the whole year?
Well, I think he should get the whole year.
I agree.
Also, I think
if we're trying to win Super Bowls, and if he's not playing well.
But Andy Dalton,
I mean, I'm not saying Andy's going to be the Messiah and take us to the promised land.
What do you think lasts longer if you had to bet right now? Jalen is the Eagles QB or us posting clown-ass polls?
Clown-ass polls all day.
Got bad news for you. Clown-ass polls are going to outlast your quarterback. Does anyone know how we can get Joe fired?
They're
crowdsourcing.
I mean, I could get myself fired if
You could.
Yeah. Not going to, but I could.
Ain't nobody trying to
hang out with, hang around Hugh long enough. You might.
I'll be right down that line.
Yep. Somebody please fix WIP. Get anyone from Eagles Twitter, and it'd be better.
What are you talking about?
Well, I just, you know.
They want the people on Eagles Twitter to do the show because they'll make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
That's not my job.
No,
that's your significant other's job. To make you feel warm and fuzzy. That's not what I'm required to do.
Yep. Would it be better if we just glazed the team the way A.J. glazed Drake May?
Oh, man.
He's the best.
I'm not a glazer.
You can't be a glazer.
Can't do it.
Glazer Douglas for the bracket of Hughes next year?
Yep. No.
Come on, Glazer.
If Joe Giglio got 50 attempts in an NFL game at QB, how many completions?
Zero.
You think zero? You don't think you could pick one?
I give you about five.
Come on, man. Just swing out to Saquon or something. Time out.
This isn't, can I throw a pass 10 yards to someone? I'm sure I could figure that out. This is drop back.
No, well,
the pass rush is.
No, well, you're going in shotgun, first of all.
Okay.
You're not turning your back on the defense. You're right. I need shotgun.
And check down. Just throw a check down, dog. You'll be good.
It's fine, man.
I think you are severely overestimating the ability of, like, just like think of me as the regular person. I'm just like a regular guy.
But you're not.
But I'm closer, so lie
and think of you as a regular person.
Okay, I'm closer to a regular person than I am anything like the NFL. I could not complete a single. I would bet the under on a half of a completion.
I'll give you five to ten.
What if they hit me on the first one and I break my arm?
Hey, listen, if you get hit, if you ain't never been hit like that before, it could change your life.
Well, we're giving you 50 attempts. We have 50 attempts. So that's already, you know, their injury's out of the question. You get 50 attempts.
I tell you,
well, what if I play with the broken leg?
I think you could complete a field.
I give you five.
Five? Our quarterback, who everyone fights for their life for, had a zero. Think about this for a second. Jalen Hurts is an accomplished player in the NFL. Agreed?
Yes.
He had multiple halves without a completion, and you think I can complete a pass?
I don't recall those.
We might have to do a show on this. Could Joe Giglio complete a pass with 50 attempts in the NFL?
And I'm the one saying no.
I gave it.
You guys are nuts. Yep. Not a single one.
Philly's made a trade yesterday, and you're talking about Jalen Hurts. This is why Eagles Twitter can't run the show.
Okay.
Because they want us to do 4 hours on Derek Hill.
We did talk to Scott about Derek Hill. I have a lot of thoughts.
We talk to Scott every Friday, too.
I think that it obviously means Garcia is going to go to the injury list.
He hurt.
Yep.
The other thing is Dombrowski drafted him, right? There's a familiarity. He could play some defense. But, I mean, Derek Hill isn't coming in to save the season. Isn't this a sign the farm system has nothing down there?
Because you had to go make a move immediately.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was watching Hugh Douglas highlights today. Amazing to see him with hair.
Was he wearing a helmet?
Why is it amazing?
Because hey,
I
can't believe that bald guy used to have hair.
Amazing. That was the most stunning thing about his highlight.
Give me some bangs too.
I thought they were going to say, like, wow, he was really good. Yeah, he had hair.
Amazing to see him with hair.
Give me some bangs.
Why is Hugh dressed like he's got a hot date in the Amazon rainforest after the show?
I got one. I'm working on it. I look cute today.
All right, that was pretty good.
Is Hugh aware that Hurts has the seventh most jerseys sold this year?
What does that have to do
Are
with,
you aware?
What does that do with the price and
well,
the,
well, that means nobody. He's not getting, that means he's not getting benched.
Nobody cares.
Well, that's a lot of bunk jerseys if that does happen.
And doesn't every year in the NFL there's bunk jerseys?
Yeah. Well, all the people with their A.J. Brown jerseys.
The Eagles care that A.J. had a high-selling jersey?
Yep.
He got rid of him.
Can we get a doctor on site for Hugh? I think he has sellout-itis.
Sellout-itis. That stinks.
I don't know. We're making up terms for conditions. Last one. This might be another condition. Mm. If Hurts people are Jalenites, is Hugh considered a Daltonian?
Yes.
Do you have a better name for yourself? I like Daltonian.
No, because I'm not a Daltonian.
You know, here's what we do. We get him a wig like Annie.
Yes.
And then that just becomes.
You remember Men in Black?
Yes.
Remember one of the races was called the Balchinians?
Yeah.
Yeah. This might sound like the Daltonian.
So whether or not you, it's going to be tough for you to beat these allegations. You're the Dalton guy.
I'm gonna beat these allegations because it's not. I'm
you
just
will
telling
not
you,
beat
I'm
the allegations.
I'm just reading the tea leaves.
You're
I'm
a Daltonian.
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 Yep.
I mean, you've led the charge this week. It's been a big week leading the charge. All right, that's enough for us today.
It's time to go.
It is. Thank you to Ron Jaworski, obviously, for having us out here. If you missed earlier, Ron was on the show. Ron Jaworski, Irving Fryer sat down with us. You can check him out, Odyssey app, YouTube as well. We'll talk to you again on Monday. Afternoon show is coming up next, as always, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.